Yeah, it's going to be a tough match now, but look, we're not overly concerned if it's Limerick. As long as we perform on the day ourselves, we'll be grand, you know. And at the minute, to be fair to the boys, they're playing really well and they're working extremely hard. So you can't ask much more than that, you know.
And of course, that recent success over Bray. I mean, the last few weeks, things have been turned around, and you're pretty pleased by the progress that, as you say, the players have made.
Yeah, happy enough. Like, you know, we know ourselves there are a lot of improvements still to be made in it. But, you know, they're working extremely hard, and you can't ask much more than that.
Well, you've still got a couple more games after this one, but it would be nice to travel back home this evening. If you secure victory, that's top flight status pretty much confirmed. Drogheda losing out last night, so that was a big blow for them. So you're almost there, and no doubt the players are so aware of that, and it would be nice to get it done with a couple of games to spare.
Yeah, of course it would. But we're just taking one game at a time, you know, and Limerick's next up. We can go and perform to the best of our ability, then we can win the match, and that'll secure top flight for first, which has been our main aim all along. But, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. I mean, you're not going to win the match just by turning up. You've got to go and try and play in the manner you have been playing and see where it takes you on the day.
And looking at this Limerick side, I mean, what way do you think they'll approach the game? Will they be going to try and get an early goal, do you think?
Yeah, well, they have scored early goals in the last match, isn't it? And we know they're going to come at us right from the first whistle. But we've started well in games recently as well, and that, you know, and I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll come down to who's the most clinical on the day, and hopefully that's us.
And given the fact that they really do have to secure a victory here, it could be quite an open game because they really have to go for it.
Yeah, but we can't play any other way either. Like, we're not going to be sitting back and hoping for something to happen. We're going to take the game to them, and hopefully we can get an early goal or two ourselves and put the game to bed.
Have you been surprised how they've turned things around in the last 8 or 10 weeks?
Well, to be honest with you, if you look through their team, their front three are capable of scoring goals, you know. Their midfield three is probably as good as any three in the league. Where they probably are a little bit weak is probably at the back. And hopefully we can exploit that today. But looking at their overall team and that, they're a very, very good side with a lot of pace in their team. There's some massive big pitches, the biggest pitch in the league in that. So it probably suits them playing on that pitch.
And finally, Paul, in terms of personnel and injuries and suspensions, how are you fixed in terms of your selection for this evening?
Probably the first time we're a fully fit squad. Everybody's available tonight. There are a few disappointed people in that, but that's part and parcel of football. And we have to get on with it, you know. But, you know, I said, like, the boys are ready for it. They seem to be up for it. They're all fit and they're all there to go. And hopefully you get a wee rub of the green, which you need in any game, and take us over the line.